your fat tires on unless you wanna die. And you're never too old to not do what you're told. Never too old to not do what you're told. Never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below, it's just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me in through the magic of radio and the power of imagination. We'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
Once in a while, in a big blue moon, there comes a night like some surrealist invented this 4th of July in night ride home. Hula girls and caterpillar tractors in the sand, the ukulele bands, the fireworks this 4th of July, night ride home. I love the man beside me, we love the open road. No phones till Friday, far from the overkill, far from the overload. Back in the bar, the band tears down, but out here in the headlight beams, the silver power lines gleam on this 4th of July, and I drive home. Round the curve, and a big dark horse, red taillights on his hide, is keeping right alongside, rev for stride, 4th of July, night ride home. I love the man beside me, we love the open road. No phones till Friday, far from the overkill, far from the overload. Once in a while, in a big blue moon, there comes a night like this, like some surrealist invented this 4th of July in night ride home.
Okay, I'll make a post promise to you, Hank, that I'm going to add some cricket noises in, sound effects, so that it's like the album version. Other than that, that was an incredible live version of...
Yeah, beautiful song.
A beautiful song by...
Joni Mitchell.
And for just a moment there, as Hank and I closed our eyes and thought back to July and the 4th of July of 2025. It was just an amazing thing of how recent it seems. It's just not that long ago. And here we are now. It's December 2025, and there's a bunch of snow out there. It's cold. It's a real winter this year, it looks like.
Yeah, so far.
Sucks.
Got more on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's going to be some confused listeners out there, riders and listeners, unless we let them in on what's going on, unless they've listened to the show for the last 15 years, too. That is that this show that we're recording right now is going to be played, obviously, on the 4th of July or thereabouts in 2026. But it's being recorded and played first near the 4th of December. As a new tradition we started, it's not new anymore. It's practically probably 10 years old.
Yeah, it's getting there, I suppose.
Where we, at first, we'd just start playing our 4th of July show that we recorded in the summer in December. And that was like a to kind of push back on like the 4th of July or the Christmas into July sales and stuff like that.
Yep, all the commercialism and, you know, the season gets longer every year.
Yep. So we came up with this idea to antagonize the Christmas lovers. And not that we're haters. We're just saying, come on, man. It gets enough time. It gets a good month of only 12 months in a year, you know.
It's going by Halloween now.
Yeah, and from the commercial end, it gets much more than that, actually. They get all the mileage they can out of the, you know. So it was a counter move, a counterweight to that commercialism, and it's become a tradition now that we shifted it to recording it in December, and we've been doing this for a number of years. I don't know, at some point we might switch back, too. We've talked about pivoting.
Yeah.
We have...
We were thinking about it this year, but...
Right.
We got too much music that's pretty good, so...
We couldn't wait. Couldn't wait. And we need it right now, it seems like. And I don't know what position or place in time and space Hank and Dan in July are going to be in. But if you listen back to last year's show, we didn't have a lot of hope as to how it would go. And
and we still don't.
It met our expectations as far as how the world's gone. And I don't know what to think. And then another good point of doing this show now is that Hank made yesterday when we were talking about this too, is that there's all these great songs that we want to play, and it's like, we don't have enough faith in the future to start saving too many of them anymore. We might as well start burning the good stuff, Hank, because...
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, I guess.
Might as well start burning the good stuff, because you don't want to be left with a lot of that in the bank still at the end of whatever's going to happen. That's what we'll say to that for opener, and we'll transition to a set of music, Hank. Now, if you don't mind, I'll talk about what I have in this set and then pass it over to you to start the set. I have two songs, and there's a connection between the two. It's Jeff Tweedy with Via Chicago is the first song, and then Boy Genius with True Blue is the second song. And in True Blue, Boy Genius mentions Chicago. So that's the tie-in, the title of the first song being Jeff Tweedy's Via Chicago. Another interesting thing here is you'll hear a winter reference as well in the Jeff Tweedy Via Chicago song and a 4th of July reference. You'll hear them both right up almost at the very beginning of the song. So it'd be very clear why they slipped through the category. One other remarkable thing about Via Chicago of Jeff Tweedy, if you want to listen to a dark song, take a close listen to this. It's like a murder ballad, Hank. So have your ears and mind and expanded when you listen to it at that point. And now, Hank, what do you have to start that weird set?
I will be starting... I've got a couple songs by Joe Purdy, and the second one is called 4th of July, and it's off the 4th of July album, and the first one's called Kerosene, and there's just a slight reference in there, and We're going to see if you can figure it out.
Nashville truckers and the clowns all summer with dust on the soles of the feet. Roar the crowd in the sleepiest town that the circus has ever seen. My baby, she feels like morning, and she's with me like heartache, like time. And she never grows tired of the water, and she never grows tired of the wine. She's tough like turpentine. Mad Connie's sons mix long barrel guns, hide their coattails in the hay. Cheap metal markets tie bottles and rockets to ponies painted gray. But my baby, she's soft like molasses, like cigarettes, cores, and thieves. And she's hungry, she looks for the garden, and she's scared, she looks for me. And she's hard like kerosene. My baby, she's calm like the lightning, and her fingers are soft to the touch. Just a matchbox quilt and a camera. My baby don't ask for much. My baby don't ask. She shakes when it thunders, and she hides it but not very well. She knows all my carriers' secrets. My baby would never tell. My baby would never tell. And she dances like fresh Spanish roses, and she loves me like candy, like rain. My baby, she don't have to. My baby don't need to explain. My baby don't need to explain. Me at midnight on Sundays, lights run the big top go down. I've been known to shoot out the sunrise with my baby on. With my baby on. Packed up all of our things. We said goodbye to the alley. Oh, we could not wait for spring. Oh, we could not wait for spring. Took what we stole in Virginia, buried it all in a box. We dug a hole outside Memphis, covered up with rocks. So I took the last of the water, and you emptied out our canteens. We dipped back down in the holler, but we could not wait for spring. But we could not wait for spring. We drove that Ford through the desert, past a ghost town and old railroad tracks. We got torn up in the weather, we barely did make it back. Took my guitar to the pawn shop, you took your grandmother's. We bought wool coats for the winter, but we could not wait for spring. Oh, we could not wait for spring. We caught a plate well in Chicago, it was the last time we saw him alive. Heard he got shot down in Austin on a rowdy summer night. Get out in New York City, in the snow nearly drove us insane. Winters in upstate are so pretty, but we could not wait for spring. Oh, we could not wait for spring. Oh, I can't get back what was stolen. The only one in our heads down in shame. We don't take orders from no one, so we never know who's to blame. Oh, I put my boots on. Worn out from the sole to the heel, and all of my best friends are liars. And I know just how they feel. And I know just how they feel. Time we all got together, nobody did say goodbye. We'll see back at the river again on the 4th of July. Yeah, again on the 4th of July.
Killing you again last night, and it felt alright to me. dying on the banks of Embarcadero skies, sat and watched you bleed. Buried you alive in a fireworks display, raining down on me. Your cold hot blood ran away from me to the sea. My name on the back of a leaf, and I watched it float away. The hope I had in a notebook full of white dry pages is all I tried to save. But the wind blew me back via Chicago in the middle of the night. And all without a fight, crush of veils and starlight. Like mine being chased down a busy street. When he gets caught, I won't get up and I won't go to sleep. I'm coming home, I'm coming home via Chicago. Cups are cracked and hooked above the sink. They make me think. Crumbling letter tears don't fall, they shine down your shoulders. Crawling a screw faster lash, I blow it with kisses. I rest my head on a pillowy star, and a cracked old moon says I haven't gone too far. I'm coming home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home via Chicago. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Searching for a home via Chicago. I'm coming home.
Said you wanted to feel alive, so we went to the beach. You were born in July 95 in a deadly heat. You say you're a winter bitch, but summer's in your blood. You can't help but become the sun. Chicago, you were spinning out. When you don't know who you are, you fuck around and find out. When you called me from the train, water freezing in your eyes, you were happy and I wasn't surprised. And it feels good be known so well. I can't hide from you like I hide from myself. Now you're moving and breaking a sweat on your upper. You already hurt my feelings three times in the way only you could. But it feels good.
Fairly dark trend this year, Hank, in the dark and mellow trend in the 4th of July in December bike ride. Hope we didn't lose any riders and listeners to that, but I don't know what they'd be doing here in the first place. They should be used to it by now.
Yeah, the usual story here on the bike ride show. That was a really chill set, actually.
That was really different there, but the song sounded similar, you know, along the way. It was an eerie trend that how about that, what, sort of a murder ballad? Is that, we were talking about, what, we wonder what qualifies as a murder ballad. And really, we don't know that for sure. We should, how about during the next song, if we remember, which we won't, we'll look it up. But we speculated, or I did anyway, that it's got to be a song about killing someone you love, or having, you know, someone else, or someone else killed someone they love, or whatever, from the first or third person. I think that might be the qualifications for it.
I hope you're not planning anything over there.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. No, Hank.
Good.
No idea. You know, yeah, yep. Well, Hank, you don't qualify for either one of those categories. You don't have to worry about it.
Maybe we'd have a firework accident on our bike ride tonight.
There's no love, and I don't have any desire to kill you, Hank.
Oh, yeah, you just want to see it. I forgot, yeah.
If it's going to happen, it's like a tornado, Hank. If it's going to happen, I want to see it. That's all. And I thought I did a couple of times. Sarah was close.
Yeah. A
few rides. What else did we have in that set? We haven't even gotten through it yet. And then we got to talk about Joni Mitchell again. But what do we...
Yeah, you had Boy Genius, True Blue, Jeff Tweedy before that, Via Chicago. And I had a couple from Joe Purdy, Kerosene, and then the 4th of July.
In our silliness, the opening of the show, we mentioned, you know, we had played Joni Mitchell's Night Ride Home to open things up. We forgot to mention it's going to be a Joni sandwich on the show today. And we feel like that song right there that we played at the opening of Joni Mitchell, Night Ride Home, exemplifies the 4th of July probably as... The way, you know, it feels on a bike ride,
yeah,
on the 4th of July.
Yep, the way we'd experience it.
Yeah, I think that's the definitive song for the 4th of July right there. And at the end of the show, we're going to play the equal opposite seasonally definitive song for December and Christmas from Joni Mitchell, which hardcores or even, you know, moderate... Joni Mitchell fans would probably know as The River. And it's just a beautiful song. I don't know if you had to pick which one was your favorite. Ooh. Between those two, it's impossible, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, well, kill me if that's the third option, because I can't decide.
Yep, we'll just play them both.
Yep. So we're going to be getting to that at the end of the show. We pushed past the halfway point of the ride. We got more music. Hank's got a classic lined up to open the next set. I'm going to play Elvis Costello in this one. It's something about indoor fireworks, Hank. Something you might know a little something about there, funny guy.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's a ridiculous idea.
Well, now that the cat's out of the bag, I'll tell the story quick, Hank. It was in the basement here. We were prepping for a ride down here, doing what we usually do just to get ready for a ride, whatever that entails.
Yep, we do.
And all of a sudden, Hank, out of nowhere, takes a spinner out of his pocket and lights it, a 4th of July firework, and throws it into onto my basement floor. And it's like, or was it a fountain? What was it?
It was, yeah, some a tiny fountain. Little legal type.
Yeah, well, fountain, yeah. Legal, you know, outdoors.
The smallest.
Hank, legal outdoors. Okay,
I guess, yeah.
Safe.
It might have said that
on
the warning label. But but see, the thing is, you forced me to do this because you kept talking about wanting to do fireworks in your basement. And I'm like, that's going to cause smoke to be filtered throughout the house.
Right.
And
we figured out why not to do it, right? We figured out why not to do it.
I just thought I needed to set the example of... that wrong behavior.
I don't trust you anymore, Hank, since then.
Yeah. That was a long time ago, too. Anyway.
Elvis Costello, fireworks indoors. What do you want to start the set with?
I will start the set with Iron and Wine, Jesus the Mexican Boy.
Jesus the Mexican Boy, born in a truck on the 4th of July. Gave me a card with a lady naked on the back. sky. I never knew I was given the best one from the deck. He never wanted nothing, I remember. Maybe a broken bottle if I.
Pretending to the part where everybody loves to cry. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky, but they can dazzle on a light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. You were the spice of life, the gin in my vermouth. And though the sparks would fly, thought our love was fireproof. Sometimes we'd fight in public, darling, with very little cause. But different kinds of sparks would fly when we got on our own behind closed doors. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we saw were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky, they can dazzle all the light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. It's time to tell the truth. These things have to be faced. My fuse is burning out, and all that bound has gone to waste. Don't think for a moment, dear, that we'll ever be through. I'll build a bonfire of my dreams and burn a broken effigy of me and you. Indoor fireworks can still burn your fingers. Indoor fireworks, we swore were safe as houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky, they can dazzle hard a light. I'll bring a tear when the smoke gets in your eye. When the smoke gets in your eye. When the smoke gets in
your. Summertime, I miss you much. You're long overdue.
Attila Domos, Winter Blues, and
Attila, Attila Amazing.
Didn't quite fit the show, but it fit every bit of the criteria.
There was the winter in there. There was the summer in there. There was the 4th of July in there. There was a bike riding reference.
Chestnuts on an open fire.
Hank, hold on. I know you can't hear a bow over the radio, but I'm going to, I know the writers and listeners are going to join me, Hank, and just a quick, we're going to stand back. It's okay, everybody. If people are looking at you, don't feel weird. We bow to Hank.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Take a bow to Hank. That was the best selection of the show as far as fitting all categories. It was just like, that slipped through the filter, Hank, with absolutely no lubricant. It just went boom.
Absolutely none needed.
None needed. And before that was Elvis Costello, Indoor Fireworks. Let that be a lesson to you kids.
He made it seem like a normal thing. Why not? Who wants to go outside and do them in the winter?
We do, and we're going to. We'll get to that in a minute. Iron and Wine with the sweetest story I've ever heard in my life right there. I told you one time I was riding my bike. I don't know if it was the first time I ever heard the song. It was nearly the, you know, in the very beginning when you're just romantic with the song, you know. It's sort of like, and I cried, Hank, on my bike when I heard that song.
It's hard to ride your bike when you're crying.
It's extremely difficult, especially if you wear glasses, because then it all gets up and wells up in there. And yeah, Iron and Wine with Jesus the Mexican Boy. Little real estate left, Hank, before we get to how we're going to finish out the show. First, let's just tell the riders and listeners, this is the Bike Rides on the Radio show. If you'd like to listen to more Bike Rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com anytime. Listen to past episodes. You can also listen online at kmsu.org. Get the KMSU app, and you can get it as a podcast as well. And Hank, we got a little more conversation to address here before we move on to the final song of the show.
Yeah, what else is on the itinerary?
Well, we just had, speaking of archive shows, the Black Friday show last week, 2 weeks ago, really.
2 weeks, right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that was a monster of a show. And by the way, one technical error in there. I think the internet connection at my home broke for a second, and that caused us to drop off the clean feed, and we were off air in that last hour for a number of minutes, it sounds like. So, sorry about that.
Yeah.
But maybe you appreciate it. You were so sick of me after 5 hours. It's like, hallelujah, shut up.
Yeah, I didn't come over here and disconnect your internet.
Oh, no, you know what happened. All right. Well, after that show, Hank, last weekend, the phone rings, and I have a contact with a guy named Billy Steiner in my phone, okay? And most of the people listening right now are going to know who that is. He's the original member of City Mouse.
City Mouse.
Yep, and beyond that, just an outstanding musician. And beyond all of that, just one of the greatest people I know, personally.
Yeah. And a great supporter of...
Absolutely. And of all public media realms and
broadcasting,
music in general. So, and he called to say, hey, how was your guys' ride that we had after the... we went in the snowstorm on Black Friday, and we took a heck of a ride in the snowstorm. And Billy, it was amazing, okay, is what I told him.
That was great.
Yep. So we appreciated that call from Billy. And as we transition, Hank, into the end of the show here and the end of the ride, we're going to tie this all together. And Billy might want to call to hear about this ride too, Hank, that we're about to take after the show tonight. As we tie it all together, we're going to take a winter ride on our fat tire bikes out to this location we call the Matterhorn.
Yep, right. Matterhorn and Skinner's Hill, probably. That's the sledding hill.
Yep.
And of course, we're
if
just
we have
gonna,
to kick the kids off it, we
we're
will.
Just going
to
walk our bikes down.
Get out of the way, kid.
Yeah, we'll walk our bikes down. It's too dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're not. We would never think of riding our bikes down that sledding hill. Our fat tire bikes, it wouldn't. We wouldn't.
No, that wouldn't
yeah,
be right.
We're just going to ride all the way over there and walk them down that hill, yep. Hank, just to be safe.
Yeah. Not to cause any commotion. Or
and then there's the Matterhorn, which is where they plow all the city snow from downtown, and they pile it up at the end of South Main Street. And for years, that was our location to go ride bike in the winter before we had a fat tire bike, before we had groomed trails or anything.
We would ride to the Matterhorn, on the Matterhorn, down the Matterhorn. We used to slide on our butts down it.
Yep, till I got that hip injury, and that was the end of that crap. But we're going to do that. And when we get there tonight, we're going to let off a heck of a fireworks show to celebrate the 4th of July in December.
Yep, tying it all together.
Yeah, maybe we'll try to get a picture of that, and then we'll put that up when we post this show on Facebook. And that'll be the end of that one. But okay, hey, July, Hank and Dan. And riders and listeners, it sucks to be us this time, I think, but I'm not so sure what it's going to look like. The weather's going to be definitely better in July. Always is.
But that's very true.
There's so many unknowns between here and there. Good luck, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Keep up the good fight.
Absolutely. As promised, we're going to do the Joni Mitchell sandwich. We've started the show with Joni playing Night Ride Home, which is a classic 4th of July song. And one of Hank and I's favorite Joni Mitchell songs.
It is, yeah.
And if we had to choose between that one and the one we're about to play, which is The River, which is my favorite Christmas song of all time, I couldn't choose between the two. Hank and I chose both. We both chose death before we'd have to choose between those two, right?
We'll see.
We will, out at the Matterhorn. And riders and listeners, we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show. Skate away on. Oh, Thanks for riding along, Austin. Man, Kittle. And July, Hank, Dan, and riders and listeners.